a moment of gratitude for the body, this vehicle of practice that is a gateway to the present moment. Allowing the body to be erect, upright, without being stiff. Allowing the muscles a sense of ease and relaxation. And knowing that it would not be possible to do this practice of the cultivation of patience and peace and compassion and wisdom, it would not be possible without the body. With all of its pains and aches and vibrations and functioning and malfunctioning systems. And so we practice gratitude, gratitude for the body. Each sensation, the vehicle, to take us into the present moment. And let us practice a little bit of metta, a little bit of loving kindness toward the body. Now I'm going to use some phrases, but keep in mind that the Buddha never explicitly taught phrases or visualizations as a practice, as a formal meditation practice. So keep in mind that if what you connect with is actual physical sensations, the felt sense of being in kindness, then it's okay to drop down into that physical sense and to let go of phrases and visualizations. And if it feels useful to keep those phrases going, then that's okay too. But keep in mind that the ultimate point is not to see something or to hear something or to say something, but to experience it directly in the body and mind. And so we say to our bodies, may you be healthy and strong. May you be relaxed and peaceful. May you be nourished by each and every breath. Be healthy and strong. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be nourished with each and every breath. remembering that a good body, through the lens of the Dhamma, is not a body devoid of pain. Pain is an ancient and wise teacher. Pain can anchor us in the present moment very deeply. Pain teaches us about our own aversion, craving, delusion. We invite pain into the practice and offer it kindness as well. And this is the nature of compassion, is metta shown to pain. And when we experience pleasure in the body, which usually is underneath our radar, unless we're engaging in sexual activity or something else where pleasure is at the forefront. But when we find pleasure in the body, which we have to guide our awareness toward, then here we can practice metta for pleasure. And this is sympathetic joy. Buddha said that the whole of the practice can be found in this fathom-long body. All four Brahma-viharas, metta for the body as a vehicle for practice, metta for the pain we feel, metta for the pleasure we feel, and throughout this whole process, maintaining equipoise, not moving into craving or aversion, but deeply and meaningfully welcoming both pleasure and pain into the practice. The whole of the body be healthy and strong. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be nourished by each and every breath. Is there a felt sense beneath the phrases, beneath any visualizations in mind state? Is there a felt sense of what it means to be kind in the body? This can look like gentle vibrations, can look like a sense of openness, it can look like gentle breathing. And in the mind, it can look like welcoming, like acceptance or softening. Perhaps an intimacy or closeness. And also keeping in mind that there are parts of the mind that show up to hinder this kind of vulnerability and intimacy, and that we are not in this practice to alienate those parts of ourselves. That if what we're experiencing is doubt or aversion or tightness, we shift out that quantum shelf and we bring in kindness again. We welcome doubt. We welcome pain. We welcome frustration and impatience. It's only when we welcome it in that we can be aware of it and explore it and investigate. If you wish to defeat an enemy, you invite them in and feed them and turn them into a friend. Moving through the body with kindness. Staying with the theme of the body, us expand the scope of our kindness. And recognize that there are 7 other bodies in the room. We know that each one of these bodies is a vehicle for practice. Unique in its own way. With its own aches and pains. Its own vibrations and strengths. May these bodies be healthy and strong. Peaceful and at ease. Nourished by each and every breath. The Buddha said to practice the Dhamma internally and externally. We have practiced concentration, mindfulness, metta, loving kindness inside the body, and we expand out now acknowledging that other bodies, other breaths exist. And we include them in our practice. May you be healthy and strong. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be nourished with each and every breath. Large part of what we do in the practice is just coming back over and over and over again. Training the mind, inclining the mind over and over and over again. You're not doing it wrong because you have to keep coming back. The fact that you keep coming back is the practice. Keep setting those intentions, non-ill will, non-cruelty, renunciation, kindness, compassion, relinquishment. Feel the breath nourishing the body. And hear the breath of your fellow meditators nourishing their bodies. for the final portion of our meditation. Imagine the mind of an awakened being, of a Buddha, whose heart is populated by loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity. This is what makes up the heart. Constantly being showered on oneself and the beings around. It's inspiring to think that when we see reality as it actually is, with complete clarity, when we have shed greed, hatred, and aversion, through clear seeing, what remains is metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha. Just loving kindness and equanimity. Thank you for exercising right effort, training the heart and the mind. Thank you for being here. Support each other's practice. Thank you for training the mind and heart so that the world is a more peaceful place to live in. Mm-hmm.